There is growing frustration that the inquiry into child sexual abuse will not be able to deliver an adequate national redress scheme to compensate victims. Today in Rockhampton, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse will begin the second week of public hearings into abuse at the St Joseph's Nearcoll Orphanage. It's alleged that sadistic punishments and sexual abuse were rife at the orphanage that was run by the Sisters of Mercy from 1885 to 1978. Former residents have detailed some of the most horrific accounts of abuse the Commission has heard to date. But as we hear the damage that's been done, what can these victims expect to get from the process? They're angry that the Commonwealth Government has refused to support the Commission's proposal for a national redress system. Frances Sullivan is CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council. It's coordinating the Catholic Church's involvement with the Royal Commission. He's in Rockhampton for the public hearings into St Joseph's. Welcome back to RN Breakfast, Frances.
Thank you, Alan.
I just want to start by talking about the terrible evidence that that you sat through last week. St Joseph's, this depraved place, children regularly sodomised, nuns did nothing to stop it. And this involved the entire hierarchy and, if you like, the foot soldiers of the church in this major regional centre. Do you ever lose faith in your church as an institution when it has been at times and in places and as an organisation that's really harboured and protected the most debased criminals?
Well, last week was a dreadful week, Alan. Mm. You've already mentioned it. I mean, the very brave people that come forward to tell their stories in the public domain are doing us a real favour as a community, because the sort of stark, ugly truth needs to come out so that we can understand as a community what it will take to actually redress this whole situation. Obviously, as a Catholic, I've been angry and devastated about how the Catholic Church, over many decades, has mishandled and at times knowingly kept things secret. Many Catholics want this Royal Commission to demonstrate that the Church finally is coming forward and telling the truth and explaining itself, and then being part of a solution of a just outcome for victims.
Mm. Is it hard to hear that evidence and play the advocacy role you play?
It's extraordinarily difficult to sit in that room. It's a very grueling exercise. And, you know, I feel bad saying that because, you know, my reactions are nothing compared to what people are living with. You know, we think about this as history. For a lot of victims, it's not history. It's a daily experience still of having to live with that trauma and that damage.
Mm. It's sickening, isn't it, to hear what these people went through. And in a sense, that is the easiest part for the Royal Commission, to ask people to come forward and take this anguishing step of telling their stories. The real work of the Commission is to devise what to do in response to the evidence. Are we at a point where it's possible that it may be that engineering a robust and a just response is not going to be possible?
Well, I think all of us are living with hope. I mean, there are two parts to the Royal Commission. One is to enable people to tell their stories, to see if reconciliation can begin. The other is to put in place just outcomes and better administration in these institutions. Now, we're over the halfway mark, so sure, we've got to look at the second part. But at the end of the day, institutions across Australia, the Catholic Church, government institutions, other churches, charities, all of them are now being seen to have had abuse occur within their walls. All of the institutions now need to put their shoulder to the wheel, and it requires now our political leaders. For Alan, the problem so far is that the Royal Commission is being played with by bureaucracies. Our political leaders are silent. It doesn't matter if it's a Prime Minister, an opposition leader or a Premier. They need to step up now and say, what will they do for people who have been abused in all institutions? The proposal that we're putting forward and the Royal Commission's putting forward is for a national redress scheme. And if I could just quickly say why that's important.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you were abused, when you were abused, or how you were abused over these decades. You need an equal opportunity to get proper, generous compensation. Now, the Catholic Church has been running compensation schemes. It's worked for some, it hasn't for others. The proposal of a national scheme would mean that all institutions would pay for the abuse that happened within their institution. So it doesn't mean that any taxpayer's money will go to paying for compensation of abuse in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church pays for all its compensation, just as the Anglicans would, just as the state government of children's services would.
But we need
an independent, you really need an independent umpire.
Mm.
Someone or a panel who can investigate, determine what happened, determine how much people should be paid. And then it's over to institutions, including the Catholic Church, to pay the full freight on that.
But the federal government's response, its submission to the Royal Commission is this: look, a national system would only serve to frustrate the victims. It's too complex, it's too time-consuming and costly. Look, the federal government may not even have the legal and constitutional authority to act, and it's up to the institutions involved where there's a moral hazard if the feds get in the way. What do you say to that?
I say a few things. Firstly, it's somewhat breathtaking that the Commonwealth government, which established this Royal Commission, so quickly should dismiss first real recommendation that may come from the Royal Commissioners. That doesn't show a lot of political leadership. Remember, this is a social issue in Australia, not a bureaucratic issue. Secondly, if you want a national system, it requires the Attorney General's Commonwealth and State to establish right now a working party, answering back to themselves and then to their leaders, how you do that.
Not to sound cynical about it, but if this Royal Commission that reports to the federal government and reports to all the state governments cannot coordinate something as straightforward as a national working with children check, not a state-by-state one, a national working with children check, I mean, we're not talking about single-gauge railways here, what hope could you possibly have that they could come together in a more for a national redress system?
Well, it's interesting, a few years ago, many people in the disability field were really panicked about the fact that there'd be no political resolve for a national disability insurance scheme. And now one is beginning. We've heard before about the problems between Commonwealth and state. It's about political leadership. But more importantly, Alan, and at least your show's doing it, many people who are victims have no voice in this. There are many people out there who want to see people get access to a generous compensation scheme.
Mm.
There's no voice. And we still don't hear from political leaders.
All right. Can I ask you, this? I don't wish this to sound flippant, it's a serious question. Is there a case, if a national redress system, a system of just redress, is in doubt, for the Commission to actually suspend public hearings? And here's why, it's an ethical point. Can the Commission really continue to put victims through the trauma of giving evidence if there's no genuine prospect of justice and reparation?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask them, but I would say this much. I would say this much. At least from the Catholic Church's perspective, we have a redress scheme. It's not... It hasn't served everybody well. It's served some people well. In the face of nothing else, then the Catholic Church and others will need to reform what they're doing. But that won't satisfy people who haven't been abused in the Catholic Church. And I think it's imperative that the political leaders back in the Royal Commission. That's why it was established.
Mm.
And I'm with you. I think we do face now a massive ethical issue. There's no point having an inquiry. There's no point running the risk of re-traumatising victims who come forward. There's no point in giving people false hope simply to make, say, policymakers feel good. We need a situation where our political leaders realise that there is a social issue that has to be addressed. We're doing it with domestic violence. We need to do it for people who have been abused in institutions.
Francis, thanks so much for making time for RN Breakfast this morning.
Thanks very much, Ellen.
Francis Sullivan, CEO, Truth, Justice and Healing Council.